Good morning. A gusty northwest breeze that kicked in late yesterday persisted overnight, pushing some moisture through the area as clouds and a few flurries and snow showers. Some places, especially across the Adirondacks, saw a little bit of a dust of snow overnight. Others, just a couple of flurries on that northwest breeze, which will only increase today. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and we'll have very cold temperatures for this time of year, a solid 10 degrees below normal, with readings either staying in the upper 20s or only reaching the lower 30s in valley locations, while even sliding back into the teens across the higher terrain. Overnight tonight, we'll continue with in-and-out clouds, and it looks like the breeze will persist, and a few flurries and snow showers will continue to push across the region, as readings largely drop back into the teens, but even some single digits across the higher terrain. A little bit better tomorrow, but still mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold, and still a few flurries flying by, highs making it into the middle 30s across most of the area. And then we'll watch another system head our way from the plains for Saturday. Yesterday, it looked like this system would take more of a northerly track and right through our region with a round of rain and snow, but the latest computer guidance is suggesting more of a southerly track through the mid-Atlantic, which would leave most of the precipitation south of our region for the weekend. So we'll go with some light snow showers possible south of I-90 on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, continued cold upper 30s, and a dry day for St. Patrick's Day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds again in the upper 30s. Sunshine on Monday will lead to increasing clouds with highs close to 40 before the next system heads our way from the Tennessee Valley with a chance of snow and or rain on Tuesday. Highs will stay in the 30s, and with scattered snow showers, we'll continue to see readings in the 30s into Wednesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories have been issued for the northern plains, including most of North Dakota, northwestern Montana, and northwestern South Dakota. An Alberta Clipper moving through the region will produce a round of light to moderate precipitation through the day. Snow will add up to 3 to 6 inches by this evening north of the Missouri River. Freezing rain will fall south of the river with a change to snow, and while not adding up to much, it'll cause hazardous travel. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail was at Kostanay, Kazakhstan at 4 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 5 degrees with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 13, 55% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 gusting to 22 miles per hour, and the barometer holding steady at 29.84 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Thermal and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 18 below zero at Langdon, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and windy, a few flurries near 40. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy near 40. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with snow showers and highs around 30 degrees. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 46 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature, 39, that's 5 degrees above normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 10.8 inches, which is 5.4 inches of snow above normal. And 41.5 inches for the season, which is 10.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 385, that's 48 below normal, and 4,923 for the season, which is 454 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 25, the record high, 75, set in 1946, and the record low, 6 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:01 p.m. 11 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with scattered snow showers today. Temperatures holding in the 20s and teens across the mountains. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with scattered snow showers today and highs in the middle 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with snow showers today. Up to a couple of inches of snow possible in the snow belts with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the teens to around 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still breezy and cold, flurries and snow showers, middle 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and cold Saturday, still the risk of some snow showers south of I-90 in the upper 30s. Partly sunny St. Patrick's Day, cold in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday near 40. A chance of rain or snow on Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s and scattered snow showers Wednesday back into the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.